Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 1st, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'll read the entire chapter. The title in my Bible says, The Church and Its Leaders. Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation, using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. And now let's move forward to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 46, and I was really excited to get to Psalm 46 because last week I saw a tag on a car that said something like PSLMS 46, and so I discerned that without the A, that meant Psalm 46. And so I'm wondering, why did they have this on their car tag? So today as we read, I hope that the Lord gives me some wisdom about why I would want to take that with me every day. For the director of music of the Sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Maybe we should just end there and say, Amen. I had forgotten, oh my goodness, that we learned these verses, at least verses 1-5, with a growth group last year. And I love the idea of the Lord being our refuge and our strength. Just a really good psalm, reminding us of how powerful God is and then reminding us to sit still before Him. So I encourage you, after you listen to this podcast, to go back and spend some time meditating on Psalm 46 and maybe even get it as a car tag. That was a good one. Okay, we're going to move forward to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And today we're only reading verses 1-8. So over to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. A time for everything. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to serve, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in the book of 1 Corinthians, I was just reminded that we are God's co-laborers. We are co-workers in the kingdom. And it doesn't matter if we're a Paul and we set the foundation, or we're Apollos and we come in behind and do other work. Really, it's all God's work, and He is the one that has to bless it. So I don't know what your work for the kingdom is today, and I'm not sure if you feel like it's futile, but I just want to encourage you with the words from 1 Corinthians that it is not, that Jesus Christ is building, using us as His co-laborers in God's service, and God rewards those who labor in His kingdom. Would you pray with me? Father, I pray for the service that my brothers and sisters are rendering to You today, and I pray, Lord, that You would receive it and that it would be honorable to You. Help us, Lord, to see those around us who are in need and to ask for Your help in knowing how we can be a part of Your work. We pray specifically right now for those in our lives who do not know You. Help us, Lord, to continue to try to be a light in the ways that You can help us to do that. Lord, also help us to hear your Spirit more clearly, to be aware of your presence with us, and to be guided by your Holy Spirit so that we might be a light to others. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.